Hello, Monster Hunters. Before we begin the episode, I just want to give a little bit of context for something that's going on this season. Before we launched, we had our patrons vote on a simple question. Which of these beloved NPCs will perish in Season 3? There were six candidates. Ron Stewart, Dran Dens, Principal Norton, Jim Nast, Jared, the Grenadine's housekeeper, and the never-before-seen Countess von Haverford. Now, I'm the only one who knows the results, and honestly, I don't think it's what you're expecting. But I promise that it will have an impact. So when will you find out? Well, only time will tell. Enjoy the show!
All right, okay, let's just write this out quick and it won't be weird. Hey, Crashly, it's Adam. No, that doesn't get start. Hi, Crashly, it's Adam. There we go. Hey, I was just wondering, do you remember us like kissing or, no, do you remember us smooching? Yeah. Okay. That's friendly. I'm not sure, but we may be in love. I don't know, but if we are, could you circle Y for yes? But if we're not, could you circle N for no? And if you're not sure, circle N, M for maybe. By the way, this is Adam Miller, not to be confused with Adam Quenchlers, who you also know. Now I'm just rambling and writing. P.S. Zup. All right. Now I just got to put this in the mailbox. Put a stamp on it. And then closing the mailbox. All right. Now we just got to wait 3 to 4 days.
Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of addled adolescence and busting brothers in the real and actual 2006. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott, and my character is Shamanda Felt, the Initiate. And to borrow a phrase from my friend Crashly, my boyfriend's back, and I think he's unstable. Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Hi, I'm Jeff Murdoch, and I play Adam Miller, the weird scientist. And I've been doing a lot of soul searching recently, and in Mystery County, that's both spooky and dangerous.
Hi, I'm Erin Rain. I play Crashly Grenadine, the monstrous. And it turns out that if you look at one person's MySpace for more than 3 hours, you go insane. And I know that because I looked at Jordan's MySpace for more than 3 hours.
Hey, everyone. My name is Claire Linick. I play Susan Wexler, the expert, and I think I finally figured out who is dating who. I haven't slept in days.
Hi, I'm Alan Linick, and I play Derek Pfeiffer, the divine. Did you know that in Canada, they call non-dairy creamer coffee whitener? In Mystery County, I'm a normal angel pretending to be a kid. But in Canada, according to everyone met, I'm a keen bean.
All right, where we left off, there was a lot going on in Mystery County. There is a mayoral race happening between Barb Wexler and the Countess von Haverford. But this isn't the biggest concern for the club, because the club is deep in their feelings. There is a lot going on. At the end of the week is the Fallentine's Dance. This is huge. This is the social event of the season for anyone under the age of 18 in both schools. The end of that dance is going to be culminating in the crowning of the royal couple for the Valentine's Dance. A huge, huge honor. There's already a lot of politicking, a lot of people trying to ensure that they get voted, everything like that happening in the background. And then even further in the background of everything is Tom and Tim Nuts saving the world one scrap at a time. I most immediately want to check in with, well, I think it makes sense to me that you would have all been brought together. Susan, you watched all of this. You've been trying to keep track of everybody. What excuse do you use to pull all of these, like, emotionally overburdened teenagers together into the same room.
I text everybody, oh no, I've fallen again and I can't get up.
Oh, God.
Oh, Susan.
I get over there fast.
She wants us to watch Ninja Turtles with her.
Yeah, I was going to say, you all know, like, Susan has used this excuse so many times that you know this is essentially just code for come over so we can talk. Mm-hmm. And that you need to come over. Usually, Susan texts this when she's upset about a date that has gone poorly. Or when she sees Diane Miller and Ranger Along out in public together.
And most recently, when one of my singers got kicked off American Idol.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was a tough night.
That was a long
night. Yeah. So you all have shown up. You know, honestly, I think this is an instance where, Alan, I think it makes sense to me. Derek probably wouldn't come because he's busy hanging out with Jordan.
Yeah. We're picking out what we're going to wear to the Valentine's dance.
And she's having a great time.
Disgusting.
Do you text that to the group thread?
No, just Crashly.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's our agreement.
This is what she asked me to do.
Yeah.
So I send her like a really grainy, like Motorola Razr photo of the two of us in like a tux rental shop. Mm-hmm.
I barf.
Great.
Yeah.
Ugh, Crashly.
Where are you, Crashly?
Susan's guest bathroom downstairs. Yeah.
Oh, so we're in mystery.
Yeah, and so you're now in mystery.
Sorry, CJ. Sorry. I'll be out in just a second, and I need to talk to you anyway.
Oh, man. Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Do you not want to talk to me?
No, we can talk. And I bustle back upstairs and try to be around as many other people as possible.
Great.
I go, bing bong.
I got it.
I brought the Parmesan.
Hey, Shamanda.
Hey, CEJ.
Welcome. Come on in. We're all hanging out upstairs because Crashly's having a bit of a vom fest down here.
Oh, a protein spill. Okay, I get it. And I start to take off my shoes and like.
Whoa,
tie
those
them
are
by
nice. Where'd you get those shoes?
Payless.
No kidding. Those look toasty.
Thanks. Toasty. My auntie had a coupon, so it's like a buy one get one. So I got a whole
other
pair. It's real good. You know, just hanging out at home, just doing the shifts and stuff. She's really working on her beads. Like she's like really into beads now.
Oh, she'll finish that bead drop.
The bead
drop. Yeah.
Oh. Sorry. I'm going to actually keep waiting down here because the pizza I ordered should be here like any second.
You don't need spaghetti. A pizza. I'm making my spaghetti bake.
Yeah. I roll my eyes at Shamanda, but I call up like, yeah, we're all really looking forward to your famous spaghetti bake.
Oh, fun.
I flush the toilet and come out of the guest bathroom.
Yeah. So now, CEJ, you're sort of confronted with if you stay down here, you're down here alone with Crashly. Or you can go up and be upstairs with
spaghetti.
Wait. I text CEJ. I text him. Like,
you're standing next to him.
No, but he's walking away, right?
Yeah, he's walking up the stairs to the second level.
Yeah, he's going up the stairs. So I'm following and I'm also texting, like, I do need to talk to you. It could be in secret or whatever.
Yeah, you all hear CEJ's phone go off.
Oh, I have a question for when did that letter get sent in terms of time?
From Adam?
From Adam, yeah.
Jeff, you tell us.
Yeah, probably, I think I sent it right before I came over to Susan's.
Okay. So I have not gotten it yet. Mm. Okay.
3 to 5 days.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But you know, you never know.
Adam, are you already there or are you still showing up?
I'm still showing up. I'm like outside, like pumping myself up for this.
Great.
Like right outside the door.
Which is funny because Shamanda just walked.
Yeah. Hey, Shamanda, I'll be right in.
Okay.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Crashly? Crashly?
I'm at the window, like looking out through the blinds at Adam.
Yeah. The rest of you notice Shamanda is looking out Susan's window at somebody down below. I presume you all would go to look to see what's going on.
Yeah.
You see Adam down there kind of pacing.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's practicing.
What's up? What's up? Hey, what's up?
Come up when you're ready, bud.
I'll be up there in a second, Susan. Hey, what's up?
What's how you doing?
Hey, how you?
He's practicing.
I'm going to go talk to him. He's probably a little nervous.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm going to go walk outside and be like, hey, buddy, what's happening?
You look nervous. not much, friend.
You okay? You're being weirder than normal.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that weird? What do you think of that? Do you think that's cute?
Sure, yeah, that's cute. All right. Really cute. Yeah.
Okay, and then I pull out like a piece of paper and I'm like, it says like, does Crashly like me? ? And then does Crashly not like me? ? And it's like a tally, so they put that in the does like me. I'm like, okay, we're getting to the bottom of this.
Yeah. Oh, a man of science.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, and then you walk, the two of you walk back up.
Yeah.
So is that delicious lasagna bake done yet?
I scrambled from the window. Smells like it, Susan.
Well, it's not a lasagna bake. It's spaghetti bake, kind of shaped like a lasagna. Come on over, everybody.
Okay. Hey, so what are we watching tonight? Dancing with the Stars or Ninja Turtles?
Well, obviously both, but I wanted to talk to everybody, too.
Obviously.
I take a seat at the table.
What's up, Suze? What happened? I didn't think American Idol was on this week.
Well, I hate to say it, but it is about everybody at this table.
What? Oh, man.
Oh. What's going on? What did we do? We haven't done anything bad in a while.
No, you're all going through so much, and I just wanted to show you something really quick. And
what is it?
I have just like big black circles under my eyes, and I turn around the dry erase board. I'm like, okay, here's what I think is happening.
Oh, no. Okay, here's what I have to ask. What was it leaning against? And has anything wiped off?
What were you?
Or is it one of those flip ones?
Because you turned it around.
Yeah.
It's like one of those flip ones, I think.
Oh, okay.
Who's Madam Miller?
Okay, well, sorry.
Madam Miller. Okay, damn, I just came up with my drag name.
Yeah. Okay, so Adam is in love with a robot, but right. He's also in love with Crashly.
What?
And what?
He doesn't know how he feels about Shaman. No, everyone just listen. Please don't interrupt me again. And
what is she talking about?
Eat the spaghetti.
And maybe has a crush on Shamanda, but Shamanda also likes everybody here, but is now dating Evan, okay? And I believe Crashly also likes everybody.
Okay, I put a check mark in likes me.
But I think is with Adam, or maybe just a dumb, or maybe just that one time that Adam wore kind of that emo shirt. Okay.
Huh.
Now, CEJ, now this does pertain to you. CEJ does also have a crush on everybody, but seems to be a single.
I choke on the spaghetti bake.
Wait, even me?
Well, no, not family members.
CEJ.
Yeah, also, okay. Susan, you see that CEJ has pulled your spaghetti bake out of the oven and it's taking a bite from it.
It's not done.
It's so hot.
Oh, no. But it just came out of the oven.
Why is it so crunchy?
Well, it's crunchy because
she already cooked the noodles and then she baked it.
Yes, that's what you do.
Bing dong.
Oh, my pizza.
So anyways, I think maybe this cleared some stuff up for everybody. And I hope that helps.
But you didn't mention anything about who you're in love with.
Yeah, what about you, Susan?
Do you have a fever, Suze?
No. I honestly, guys, I've never felt better. And thank you for coming, everybody. I just slump into the chair.
All right, yeah. As she slumps down, Shamanda gets up, takes the dry erase, flips it over, and writes Susan and Tori on there. And there's a big question mark. Because we haven't talked about you coming back from being baby Susan and kind of like what that whole thing was. Because I noticed there's an extra toothbrush in the bathroom.
Oh, well, now, and here, I can explain this all. And Maria Tarantula, thank you so much for being here also.
What? Where?
Oh, maybe not everyone knew this. Let me restart everything. Maria Tarantula can hear and see absolutely everything that Crashly does.
Oh, I think I did know that.
Oh, yeah, I think you knew that. Like I said, there's so much going on with these crushes, we can't even focus. So I think these crushes are more important than my crushes.
I do kind of want to, I'm going to be like, see, EJ, this is why I really need to talk to you.
Shh, quiet, Susan's talking.
And now every, no, she's literally.
What are you two whispering about?
Nothing.
I need to talk to everyone, but I need to talk to CJ.
We can talk to everyone.
I mean, mostly, I need to talk to you.
What? Why?
Because can you just come talk to me?
I put a check mark and doesn't like me.
Okay. Me and Crashly are gonna go have a sidebar.
I thought you might.
So, okay, Susan.
Wow, it just leaves Adam and Shamanda to have a sidebar. How interesting.
We've already sort of talked about this. I don't think we need a sidebar.
Okay. Okay, well, that's good.
Shamanda's fully on the Evan train, and I'm figuring some stuff out. And I hold up my sheet, and I tap it.
Do you hold up your sheet to both Shamanda and Susan?
I think I not for them to read, but just sort of like gesture to it.
Okay.
I mean, they can read it if they want to, but I'm not trying to share that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I realized just trying to, have more than one partner at once is pretty hard when you're not in control of literally everything in your whole life. So
I hear you, buddy.
I'm trying to be like you, like the goat, but it's hard when you're 16, 17.
Did I tell you about that date I had with the goat man last week?
No.
Yeah.
Was it bad?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, Amanda. I walked in on that. He was eating a can.
Eating Susan's can.
Now we'll cut over to Crashly and CEJ.
CEJ, basically, I'm just trying to be more honest in my life now that I'm fully myself and a ghoul. Do you want to go to the Valentine's Day with me?
What? You started out talking at a normal volume, and then the rest of it you sort of said into your shirt.
Do you want to go to the Valentine's dance with me? did you want to do that? Because I just was wondering if you did.
Hey.
Yeah.
And I tug on Crashly's hand.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You do?
Shh.
You really do?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go with you.
Oh my God, really? As friends. That's not what I meant. But if that's what you meant, then I just need to know that.
Well, no, I mean, I'll go as friends if that's what because I think that's what you were saying.
No, that's not what I meant.
So that isn't what you meant.
No.
You want to go, actually go.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
If you do.
But if I don't want that, then you won't want that?
Right.
But if I do, then you do.
Then I do.
But what if how were you asking without knowing,
I mean, I know that I do, but I don't if you don't. Because
Fine. Okay, well, fine. We'll go. Fine. We'll go together.
God.
Okay.
Jesus.
Okay. So we're going?
Yeah, we're going to the dance.
Okay. To get with each other.
Yeah, we're going. It's a date.
Yeah, we're going, and we're going. We're not it's not just a friend thing either.
No, it's a date where stuff happens.
Yeah, we'll see. I guess.
I guess if you want.
I'm gonna dress up. Damn
Me too. I'm gonna buy a new dress.
Fine. I'm gonna put what are the little flowers called? Because I'm getting you one.
A boutonniere and a I'll get you a boutonniere, but you have to give me a corsage.
I don't know what those mean, but I'm gonna wear it.
And it means I'm buying you flowers and you're buying me flowers because it's a date.
Yeah. And I'm going to take you out to dinner beforehand.
Oh, okay.
Shamanda is feeling all of this through the floor.
Shamanda, what's going on? You're sweating.
Oh, my God. I think these two actually for real are into each other.
Wait, which two?
No.
The two downstairs. I bet money. These two, I don't know. I think they have passion for each other.
I gotta go get something real quick.
No.
I run. I gotta go get that letter.
What letter?
And Adam, as you run by, you hear, well, not if I kiss you first.
Oh my gosh.
If you want.
Oh my gosh.
No, turn on Dancing with the Stars. I need something else with passion. This is too much.
I'm running to the mailbox.
I'll take you to the dance.
Susan, thank you, but honestly, I don't think that would be the coolest thing for me to do.
Ew, they're so close. They're breathing so heavy on each other.
Adam, here's the thing. So you put it in Susan's mailbox, is that right?
Yes, I dropped it literally right outside.
Yeah, roll plus cool. This offense. Is going to be act under pressure.
Well, because he had to run right by us to do this, right?
Yeah. I rolled a 4.
Oh, no. I want to help you.
On a miss, things go to hell. Yeah, so you can try to help him if you want, Shamanda.
Oh, no.
So what did he fail at doing, like getting inside the thing or just...
He is going to fail at getting the letter before it gets mailed out.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Unless you help him somehow. So essentially, I guess here's what I'll say is, Adam, you see the mailman walking away from Susan's mailbox, whistling like... Shamanda, you see that as well. You see Adam in a flop sweat. So,
please.
I call out to the mailman. I say, Lester, is that you?
Roll plus cool, Shamanda, for a help out here.
Please.
I rolled 2 ones, so it's a 3 total.
Oh, let's see, God. You expose yourself to trouble or danger without helping. I think honestly, here is what I'm going to say happens. A few things. One, the mailman turns and is like, no, Lester's Monday, Wednesday, Friday delivery. No, that's different route. All right.
So, but if I could speak
and
to you,
walks away. Adam, you watch as the postal person walks away. Shamanda, part of the reason that you're tripped up, your empathy,
they're kissing,
is so strong is you are feeling the feelings that CEJ is feeling with Crashly, and it is as strong as anything that he was feeling when he was dating you.
Oh, it's as strong?
Oh.
I mean, I don't want to put words in Alan's character's mouth, so I'll back that up. Alan, how strong, like, what feelings, what is CEJ feeling right now?
A lot of conflicting emotions.
Like
feeling
what?
Crashly's butt.
Like, horny. Yeah, there's like, you know, there's like that butterfly's, like, prickly skin goosebumps situation, and his heart's beating real fast, and he's like afraid, but he's also like a little like sullen, and you know, it's like trying to feel all of the things all at once.
Shamanda, you are just experiencing that full maelstrom of CEJ's feelings, and they're directed at somebody else. And I have to imagine that hits you on some level, but I don't know what.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to take an emotional condition from it, but you decide which one.
I feel like Shamanda is welling up with tears and must distance herself from this. This is too much passion. Okay. And it's making her feel... insecure.
Great.
Guess.
Yeah. So that's going to happen to you. And then Adam, yeah, you watch mail person walks away. That letter is gone.
Oh, can I say that I am no longer able to feel what's going on with CEJ and Crashly? Like, I cut off that part.
Yes.
Or just like dampen it.
Go ahead and roll plus weird for me and we'll see.
8 plus 2, 10.
Except for you are insecure now, so
8.
So it's 8. You are able to reduce it to like a background experience, you know. Sick. So it's like a cut that is healing. You can still feel it, but it's not like the knife is in there, you know. Mm. You can ignore it, but you are always consciously trying to ignore it.
Tyler, I'm going to do something that maybe is not smart.
Okay.
Oh boy.
I know, but I need that letter.
Oh, God.
I am going to open up a can.
Okay.
Of Dr. Pepper.
Ooh. The Dr. Pepper. Great.
I'm going to get sleek and sexy.
Okay, oh, let's see what happens. Here's the one question I have before we go into this. I'm just curious. Has this, finding out that... about Crashly and CEJ and seeing them and hearing them say that, did that give you any emotional conditions?
Maybe. Yeah. Embarrassed. Wait, that's not no longer a thing. I'm already lonely. Insecure?
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm insecure.
Okay.
Because I was like, great. I have just opened up in this letter, and if I don't get it back.
Boy. Yeah, no, that makes total sense to me. It does have the unfortunate thing for you, which is that will directly impact your role you're about to make.
Okay.
So that is great for me. Did I say insecure?
I meant angry.
Yeah, see, Adam, sometimes I choose one that I might not use as often.
Yeah. I heard insecure. So go ahead and roll plus weird pop open your Dr. Pepper.
And that's a minus two?
To your
or
weird.
Minus one, because, yeah, so because I have a plus one, so minus one.
Yeah.
Okay, it is a four, ten, it's a nine.
Okay, great. You pick one side effect. Cool. So you are not turning into Adon Miller. You're just accessing some of his power.
Sweet.
So either ending unplanned, you won't be able to control when this ends. Blank page, you won't remember what happened during this, or release your inhibitions. You follow every impulse and instinct to the fullest.
We're going to let the dice choose. It's a four, so that is going to be a blank page.
Yeah, probably the worst one for you in terms of what you're currently dealing with. Yeah, but for the time being, you'll have advantage on all cool and charm moves, but disadvantage on weird moves.
Cool.
And here's the other thing is, as you access this, again, this is just sort of accessing some of Adon Miller's power. Mm-hmm. There is a lot more power than you remember.
Yeah, this is wild. That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like almost overwhelming. Like, honestly, it feels incredible. You feel great.
Yeah.
You feel powerful, strong, slick, sexy. You just feel like you could, essentially, it's like you just took a bump of cocaine.
Oh, nice. Adam knows what that's like.
Your hair gets like slicked and slicked back. Yeah. What do you do?
Hey, excuse me, mail carrier.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I think I have a letter that I accidentally dropped in there. I need it back.
Mm. Go ahead and roll to manipulate someone.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Okay, the first one was a three. But the second one is an eight.
No. Yeah, what's your name?
My name is, not Adam Miller. My name is...
It's just your normal name, yeah.
Adam Miller. That's right. It's a little letter I put in there.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, here it is. Yeah. Here you go.
Hey, thank you so much. Hey, you're a very cool guy. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, wow. Hey, thanks. Hey, you're a cool guy.
Thanks.
You're a very cool guy, actually.
Really?
Actually, you know, my daughter is about your age, and I don't know. I don't know if you're looking to...
What's your daughter's name?
Oh, Providence.
Providence. Well, it sounds like she's very providential.
What?
But that's
you're
charming.
Always so close.
I know.
To landing the plane.
I know. Hey, I'd love to. I'd love to meet your daughter.
Oh, great. Well, where are you going to be tonight?
See this place right here, and I gesture with my head. I'm helping my friend go through a couple things, and if she pops on by, I'd love to show her around.
I'll send her over. All right. Wow. Things are looking up.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
See ya.
All right. See you too. Have a good one.
You too.
Adam Miller.
Hey, that's my name. Please wear it out.
I was just going to say. I was just going to say that. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Providence is going to be so delighted.
Yeah.
Do we know Providence?
No, Providence is just some kid from Mystery.
Oh, right. This is Mystery. Sure. I keep forgetting Susan lives in Mystery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And so this guy walks away, and I rip up the letter in a cool way because I'm still cool.
Right. Yeah, somebody walking past is like, whoa, that was cool.
Damn. Hey, I don't do this often, but you're damn right.
Nice. They give you a high five.
Yeah. And then I walk up to Susan's door, and I'm like, wait a minute. I can't go in as Adam, a sexy Adam Miller. I got to go in as regular Adam Miller.
Great. Yeah.
And I transform back.
Oh, okay. Great. Yeah. You transform back.
Oh, no. I got to get that letter.
Yeah. You.
that chase after the mail carrier.
He's like, hey, Adam, do you need anything?
Yeah, I need a letter. I sent a letter to you a little while ago, or through you.
I just gave that to you.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Oh no, I'm forgetting things again.
Oh no. What year is it?
No. It's 2006.
Okay. That's great. Then I haven't killed again.
Oh. You know, I think Providence is, I think she's busy tonight. So.
Who the hell's Providence?
Just, you know, we'll find you maybe if she wants. But yeah, we'll take a rain check. Yeah, no problem.
Wait, what? Who's Providence? What have I done?
Okay, I think Shamanda can feel Adam freaking out, and then we'll step out and say,
please,
hey, man.
Please tell me she's all right.
Shamanda, you walk out. You see at the end of the block, like a very old school style mail truck there, and you see like a cute girl sitting in the passenger seat, and she's like, hey, Dad, are you ready to finish your route? And he's like, hang on. And he kind of is motion, like moving so that he's between her and Adam. And he's dealing with that. What do you do, Shamanda?
I put my hand on Adam's shoulder and I like try to match his, just like breathe the same time and calm down. Deep breaths in and out. Just okay.
Okay. All right.
Come back
all right.
to reality.
Sorry. Okay. Sir,
do I need to get the coven involved, or are you okay?
Oh, no. Everything's are those fine.
Like, is that like the Crammos?
No. Sir, if you could just continue with your civic duty, thank you so much. You're the best.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hey, this was a play. We were doing a play.
Oh.
Have you heard of Franklin Chunk?
Yes. Wow. Yeah. He's done
thespian.
A lot of.
Yeah. We're training under Franklin Chunk. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. It's the Chunk method. You're supposed to run up on an official and kind of frazzle them.
Yeah. You have passed the test.
Consider yourself successful because I was frazzled.
Okay. Hi, Providence. I'm Adam.
Please don't.
No.
Please don't
introduce
talk to
yourself
her.
To
okay,
the girl.
I know. I've overstepped again. I've overstepped.
Yeah. Thank you for coming. Rain, sleet, or snow. We appreciate that.
And just to clarify, you gave me the letter.
I gave you the letter.
Shamanda looks down on the ground.
Yeah, there's confetti, like paper confetti all over the ground.
Yes, you have passed the test.
Of your acting.
Yes.
Okay.
Kudos to you, Encore.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, you pull Adam away.
Okay. I almost confessed my love to Crashly.
What?
I think, yeah, because I wrote a letter and I mailed it from Susan's mailbox.
You love then, Crashly too?
I don't know anymore.
Well, what do you want to do right now? Do you want to go back in there? Do you want to go home? Is it too much to see her? Do you want to discuss this right now?
I think that I need to just eat some pizza.
Okay.
And watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with my friends. And I think I should be all right.
Okay. We go back up to the door. We know that CEJ's pizza has arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully there's some crust left for us. Because, you know, he's doing the Deion Sanders thing where he's eating it backwards, but it's not. The cheese isn't in the crust.
Yeah,
They don't even do that anymore.
Yeah, honestly, he can't. Deion Sanders, CJ really thinks he's Deion Sanders, but he's not. CJ can't play one sport, let alone two.
You crack me up, dude. Okay, we go back inside.
Great. Shamanda, I think one other thing I want to say while you're doing all this, I think you're kind of dealing with the feels with Adam with all of this. You've definitely come out to support him and such. So go ahead and roll plus weird, and let's see. How much you help him out.
I rolled a 9 plus 2, but actually minus 2.
Then you just have a 9. Yeah. Cool. Adam will be able to remove one of his conditions. You just need to either admit something embarrassing or make a bold gesture.
I'm Adam.
Yeah.
It, like, all these emotions, it's so crazy to be caught up in each other and, you know, performing for others and what they, you know, expect. So I'm pulling myself out of the running for Valentine's. Like, I'm
what?
Not even,
I'm You're not shooing, even, though.
But the thing is, Adam, I'm not going to go.
But, Shamanda, what? If you don't go, then I'll be there with CEJ and
at Crashly alone, and that's going to be even weirder.
I can't leave Evan alone. He needs me.
You're right. Maybe the mental space of your boyfriend is better than a high school dance.
You know what? And I never thought I would do this, but I pull out of my jean jacket another copy of Genesis that I had on floppy.
That's right. You did pull her operating system out. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Is that her iOS?
Yeah. And I put it in a Furby.
Oh, my God. Wait, am I taking a Furby?
But it's like it's like a human size, like a teenage,
like a human size Furby,
like a teenage silhouette of a Furby.
Yeah. So what I'm given to understand is you're pulling out essentially the keys to the storage locker where you've been holding a human sized Furby of Genesis.
But it doesn't talk like Genesis Jr. Furby. It speaks.
Yeah.
Where is this storage locker?
Susan has been holding on to it for me for a little while, so it's here.
So it's in like Susan's base, like the basement of the apartment building.
Yeah,
in that little cage thing. Yeah. In the garage.
Guess I know where I'm going.
Great, Adam. You get to, from this bold gesture, you get to remove one of your conditions.
I think I'm no longer lonely.
Yeah, that makes sense. Great. Yeah. And so, Adam, you're headed to the basement.
Yeah, to see this Furby.
Great. Here is the thing. Let's see. Shamanda.
You rang.
I don't want you to roll. I have a question for you instead.
I have answers.
So we know that, like, Anne, furthermore, is a pretty decent scientist and that you have access to the resources through the dojo. Mm-hmm. How much resources did you devote to the creation of this Furbesis?
Oh my God.
Furbesis has been, I was saying about 6 months. Ever since, you know, seeing Adam care so much about his education and, you know, wanting to get smarter and spending a lot of time in school, I thought, man, that's very, like, that's a trait in my friend that I really like. So I spent some, like, 6 months tinkering. Not as long as he's been in school, but, you know, enough to... learn.
I think what I'm going to say for this is I want you to go ahead and roll. I don't think you're going to add anything to this. We'll go ahead and roll and tell me what you get.
Ooh, snake eyes.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Okay, great.
Try to help out.
I want you to pick from... No, so what I think this is going to... This means then is... Let me rephrase that. So we're going to say, I want you to pick two of the following limitations. Mm. Either it needs a rare and or weird material to function.
Okay.
It will require a huge amount of power or fuel to function. Mm-hmm. It will only work for a short duration at a go. Anytime it is active, it draws unwelcome attention from somewhere specific, or it has a problematic side effect while operating.
So I'm going to go with it needs a rare material and it can be operated for a certain amount of time under like a Cinderella type rule.
I love it. Okay, great. What is the rare material that it requires?
This Furbesis runs on gel pens. It's like a glow stick effect. You have to like crack the internal like gel pen into it for it to like run.
Yeah. And then how long can it run on a single gel pen?
A single gel pen is 6 hours.
Okay. Not terrible. Okay, great. And then it has a cool down period where it just stops after 6 hours.
It shrinks into a regular Furby.
right, of course. Yes. So as long as you have a gel pen, you can power it up. It will operate for 6 hours and then it will cool down for another 6 hours. Okay, great. Adam Miller, you run down to Susan's basement there's the different lockers for the different apartments. It's a pretty small apartment complex. There's only like four or five apartments. You see one of them there. You put the key in the lock. You open it up. Will you, Adam, describe for us Furbizus.
Yeah. It's just beautiful Furby. and I'm pulling up a picture right now that I'm going to share with you all. Do you know? Have you ever seen the Furby with legs?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Terrified.
No.
Yes. No, long Furbies. Yes,
absolutely.
Our listeners can just Google long Furby.
Long Furby. That's
there's a lot of TikTok accounts that have long Furbies.
Long Furby?
Yeah. Long Furby. Oh, no, and that's not what I'm thinking exactly when I type long Furby. I Google Furby with legs, and you get some sexy Furbies with long, like, Barbie legs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see this.
Yeah, it's like that. So, yeah, while you're Googling
this one has
now,
arms, too.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a spider.
I don't think it has arms. I think it just has legs.
And why? Who did this?
I imagine it's furry all the way down.
Yeah, the legs aren't furry though. The legs are sleek.
All right, girl.
Okay.
Ooh, are you sure you didn't want a long Furby instead?
Yeah, I'm positive. That long Furby. That's like a monster.
Okay. Oh, okay, no. Great. Okay, great. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It seemed very sweet at the time.
No, it's so good.
Yeah. The human legs is really.
Okay, yeah. Great. So yeah, Adam, you see the most. I mean, I can say this unambiguously, the most beautiful Furby you've ever seen.
Absolutely. And like, I mean, I would honestly, if I didn't know this was Genesis, I would have been like, that's a beautiful Furby. But now knowing it's Genesis, I'm like, this is the most perfect Furby I've ever seen. And great. I crack up on a gel pen and I fuel her up.
Oh, and I have never operated a Furby. What is the noise a Furby makes? So that goes on for a little while.
It kind of sounds like if you had, you know, the voice that directs you on Google Maps, but if that was a Muppet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, Alan.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Alan.
Genesis, it's me.
Wait, well, I cannot picture what that sounds like at all.
It's Adam.
Yeah, okay. It's sort of like baby talk.
Okay. Yeah, so it is just like...
Text-to-speech.
Kind of like Genesis Junior.
Text-to-speech baby talk.
Yeah. But can say more than its name.
Adam?
Yes, that's right. Adam. Adam Miller.
What happened to me?
Oh, no.
You sacrificed yourself to save us.
Why, Furby?
You know, Shamanda was trying her best, and this is what she put your intelligence in, your brain.
My body gone?
I have it. I'm going to connect your brain in this body to your body in that body.
Adam?
Yes.
Don't care.
What?
Glad to see you.
Oh, okay. I thought you didn't want to exist. We have a son.
And then I want to cut over to Tim Nuts. What's going on with you?
I think Tim and Tom.
Something stable.
Are running through a hallway, but the hallway is like alive.
Yeah,
it's enclosing.
At first, it's a hallway, and then you realize horrifyingly as you're running. As it goes further, it's like that's not a hallway. That's in like an intestinal tract.
Come on, brother, we have to run either one way, up or out.
Why didn't we go up? Why didn't we go up?
Because of gravity, brother.
What are we getting chased by?
It's like tapeworms, but they're long, and they look I would say they look like long Furbies.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Why, guys?
Go on without me, brother. I can't do it.
Absolutely not, brother. And then Tom steps or jumps in between the two of them, and he is going to...
Oh, Tim.
Or Tim, yeah. Tim does this. And Tim is going to ask the real Tom what to do.
Okay, great. So this is like illuminated. Great. Roll plus weird.
Cool. And Tim is weird. Tim rolled a 10.
Wow. Okay, great. So Tom reveals a key fact, clue, or technique that will help you. He, you know, comes in through and he's like, when you got long, stringy things,
Turn them into knots.
That's a genius idea, brother.
Hey, good luck with the other me.
Hey.
He's not as handsome as this one, though.
No, he's not. He's not. But, man, he can really cook a good hungry man meal.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to my brother, brother. And I air quotes.
Hey, that's me. You're talking to me.
No, you're my brother. And I'm doing the air quotes and all that.
No, you're mine. What hey, do we do?
We got to turn those worms into knots.
We'll never be knots.
Oh, yeah? Come on at me, Furbies.
Together.
Great.
And I imagine they both jump in and to like the, it goes like a cartoon like fight butt like dust bubble and they're just
yeah,
all like,
da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It gets done soon enough. They're all knotted up and Tom Nuts, the fake Tom Nuts, wipes his brow and he says, "Hey, brother.
Yeah, brother.
Next time President Lieberman calls, let it go to voicemail."
Hey, what can I say? I'm naughty by nature.
Stop. Oh, let's go climb out of this butthole, huh?
Hey, you had me at butthole.
And that's where we'll end our episode for
today. Oh, my God.
So much happened.
Oh my gosh. That
every
lot
episode
happen.
Has to end with Tom and Tim.
Yeah.
The Adventures of Tom and Tim.
Also featuring the Mystery County Monster Hunters Club.
Yeah.
Sincerely.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or give us a shout out on social media at Mystery County. Or just tell a friend. It really helps us grow our audience, and we are so grateful to you for sharing our weird and wild little world. Now, Adam Miller has a special yearbook message for our patron, Jordan B.
Hey, Jordan B. It's your guy, Adam. What's happening? So, I think that we've really become close this year, and I don't throw this around like willy-nilly, but do you want to, I don't know, hang the summer? It could be really fun. We could throw rocks in the water or go to Lids and you can sneak me in under your jacket. I know that seems a little weird, but hey, that's who we are. Weird best friends. Signed, Adam Weird Miller.
Until next time, watch out for this one-shot podcast.
An all-ages-friendly actual play podcast set in the world of Spear, Spy Jack's Courier's Call follows three teens as they set out as new apprentices aboard an airship with the Swiftwell Courier Service, bringing mail and adventure across the world. Featuring Drew Majerski, Palomi Pratap, Aaron Catano-Saez, and Ali Grauer, and using the Cortex Prime system, this show is perfect for anyone just getting started in listening to actual plays or veterans of the tabletop genre alike. Join clever but anxious Kieran, bold fast-talking CC, and loyal strong June aboard the Red Audrin ship as they sort and deliver mail, encounter powerful magic, and learn the proper skills of an airliner along the way. Right wrongs, do mercies, and take flight.
You can find all that and more at oneshotpodcast.com.
Did Crashly and CEJ ever kiss down there? I forget what happened.
No, we didn't because the pizza showed up.
No, they bumped fronts. I know that.
Ew.
They bumped fronts.
What? Okay, bye.
Oh, sexiest episode yet.
In the universe of Star Wall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Star Wall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Allie Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjacks role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.